who were charged with privacy breaches. The delegation has provided very useful information, including about the seriousness of the allegations against them. I wonder if you could clarify, did I understand correctly that the charges have been dropped, or if these cases are still proceeding? And if so, whether the reasons were released. I mention this because of the seriousness of the allegations, and also given the potentially chilling effect of such arrests, how has this decision been communicated to the public, including to journalists at large in Iceland? Going a bit further on freedom of religious belief, I took note of your points so far. I also note that one of the guiding principles under the Compulsory School Act that governs the education of children from ages 6 to 16 is to promote the Christian heritage of Icelandic culture, and that the National Curriculum Guide requires students to demonstrate competence in the customs and symbols of the Christian Church and the other main religions. Could you please tell us a bit more and advise us the steps that Iceland is taking to ensure that this emphasis on Christianity in the school curriculum doesn't result in religious discrimination in compulsory education? And as well, what measures are in place to protect the free expression and the practice of religious belief for students of minority faiths and beliefs? Those would be my questions, and I thank you again for your thorough answers thus far.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much, Madam Cran, for sharing your assessments with us. I'd now like to call upon Mr. El Haiba, please.
Merci, Madame.
Thank you, Madam Chairperson. I'd like to thank